Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview. Many people have a hard time connecting with God as a father because of the difficulty of their relationship with their earthly father. Well, we've got an answer for that, at least a 21-day devotional that'll help you understand, receive, and walk in a father's blessings. Could I invite you today to visit Streams, StreamsMinistries.com/charisma. You know how to spell charisma. You read our magazines. StreamsMinistries.com/charisma. Look for this special offer, the Father's Blessing Combo. Now let's get back to the podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang, and today I have a very special guest, a longtime friend, Cindy Jacobs, who just happens to be on the cover of Charisma magazine this month. You may have not gotten your November issue yet, but her smiling face is there with a headline that says, A Prophetic Army Rising Up. So I'll say hello to you, Cindy, and welcome, and congratulations on celebrating your 30th anniversary in ministry with some big, big events in Dallas. So why don't you tell us what's happening tonight?
Well, thank you so much, Steve. Yes, it's not often that a lot of ministries last 30 years, and so that's something to celebrate right there. And we're gathering friends and family together to thank God for 30 years of praying for the nation. Exciting time.
A lot of ministries don't even last that long. So, you know, God bless you for your tenacity and for just sticking in there, and you have influenced so many people. And, you know, we have written about you over the years. Years ago, it was in Ministry Today, and then when we celebrated our own 40th anniversary and spotlight 40 people who we believe radically changed our world, you were one of them. So we have a long and friendly relationship with you and your ministry and your husband, Mike. I just want to say how proud I am of you and what a blessing you are to the body of Christ. And also, Cindy, I'm sorry I'm not going to be able to be at your event tonight, but I am going to focus my print newsletter, the Strang Report, that goes out a couple times a week. We're going to focus on your ministry. So tell me about some of the exciting things that have happened. For example, I know that you just got back from China.
Yes, we did. We had a tremendous time. Actually, we were with 3 self-churches over there, and they asked us to teach on gift of prophecy. And it was tremendous. And just the mix of leaders, I think we had leaders from 30 provinces. And, you know, it's a, of course, we know the Holy Spirit is moving in China. So it was just such a wonderful privilege. And I found out that I have a Chinese name, and there was like 41 pages on the web of articles, which I knew nothing about until I went to China. And what we're known for in General's International Course is intercessory prayer, praying over nations and spiritual warfare. And that's how we founded in 85, was to pray for America. And, of course, we really need that now. So we're thankful for that. And we have had prayer initiatives where we had 40 days of prayer and fasting, 24 hours of Christ for the nations, praying over every healing scripture. We've had initiatives where we prayer walked major cities. We've had initiatives where we had 40 days of prayer and fasting to end abortion. We prayed for the overthrowing of corruption. And then we have special crisis SOS prayers. In fact, we were talking to somebody recently in the know and just saying, you have no idea how many attacks have been averted. And so intercessory prayer, you know, and of course, convening prophets. In fact, just next week, we're going to convene our roundtable of prophets here in Dallas again to get a word of the Lord for the nation. And something very exciting that we are planning, we're working with some other ministries to actually prayer walk the whole nation before the election. And that's going to be very exciting.
Well, I want to hear about that, but I've been waiting to ask you, if you could just give us a few of the high points of what you teach these Chinese people. I mean, it's a very different culture, very different government. What did you teach the people in China about the prophetic?
Well, the Chinese people are actually some of them. I think China is one of the most prophetic, if not the most prophetic, nation on the face of the earth. Everything is a symbol. Everything means something. you know, they go to fortune tellers. This is quite known that they go to fortune tellers. And they're very spiritual. In fact, I was just reading in the South China News that said they believe Hong Kong is the financial head of the dragon. You know, that's kind of the verbiage they would use. And so what we found out is when we went in and taught these, all these pastors and Chinese leaders, how to just release that spiritual gift, they were extremely accurate. And we think that that is going to really help change China. One of the reasons we went is a number of leaders met with me when I was in mainland China a couple of years ago and said, your book, Possessing the Gates, actually started prayer in all of China. Now will you help us start a prophetic movement? And so they were very hungry. I mean, some of the churches we were in did not believe previously in the gifts of the Holy Spirit moving, and now they do. So I think it was a historic shift.
That's exciting. When you got started in 85, did you ever feel, or did you believe, or did you have a vision that you would have this kind of influence in various parts of the world?
I was clueless. You know, Dick Mills prophesied over me in 83 that I would have an international worldwide ministry. And it was a parking lot prophecy. I remember looking around. Of course, I don't know who Dick was, but if there were major or minor prophets, Dick was probably one of the major, major pioneers in the gift of prophecy. Anyway, when he prophesied that over me, that I'd have a worldwide ministry, I kind of looked around and thought, who's he talking to? You know, I mean, I had no concept.
Well, it's amazing to see what has happened and to see your consistency over the years. And, you know, we have a very important election coming up next year. Of course, in some ways, we think every election is important, but somehow this is more important. So you had mentioned earlier prayer walking the entire nation. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, we're in the planning stages. We haven't released anything, but a number of major ministries are meeting in Colorado Springs to make a plan on how this can happen. And there's this convergence for the nation right now, much you already know about, Steve. For instance, Franklin Graham, you know, saying that he's going to have a prayer at all the capitals. We have the Reformation Prayer Network ourselves. We have the 50-state prayer network. And this is very doable. I mean, it sounds like a big project, but they prayer walk New York City pretty much yearly, every zip code in the city. And, in fact, one of the ministries we're going to be working with is Ed Savoso, and he just has a new application for the phone. And if you touch their application and start to prayer walk, it lights up the street where you're walking. And I want to see America lit up with prayer. And, you know, I had this prophecy, this very unusual prophecy, way before really any candidates kind of came up with the polls or in any measure. The word was conservative revolt. And I said, what does that mean? And he said, I'm going to awaken my church for biblical values, and they're going to stand for the nation. So I think we're seeing a little bit of that now.
Well, we certainly need that. You know, I know that a lot of the people who are listening are going to want to get hold of you. So just tell them if they wanted to connect with your ministry, either by phone or online, how would they reach Generals International?
Well, thank you, Steve. Just Generals, G-E-N-E-R-A-L-S .org. Generals.org is the best way. Generals the Generals. We'd like you to be involved. Sign up for the Reformation Prayer Network. We send out crisis alerts, prophetic alerts. The Word of the Lord is there regularly. A lot of great articles. I just wrote about the China trip and the newsletter that just went out. And training materials, Dad, we'd love you to be involved.
That's great. Well, I want to thank you for fitting an interview in on a very, very busy day, getting ready for all of the festivities. And I just pray God's blessing will be on you and everyone that's there. And Joy and I are sorry that we cannot be there, but we're going to send a little something in the mail to let you know of our love and concern and how much we appreciate and believe in what you're doing. So congratulations, and God bless you. And
oh, thank you. Thanks, our love to Joy. Your friendship means a lot to Mike and I. God bless you. Thank you. God bless everybody.
Thank you, and thank you to all my listeners of the Strang Report, and thank you to Cindy for sharing on some of the exciting things that are happening and what God is calling her to do. And be sure to tune in next time for the next edition of the Strang Report.
This podcast is brought to you by StreamsMinistries.com. Streams Ministries offers a great 21-day devotional. Don't miss it. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on CharismaMag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on CharismaMag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.